Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 6th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our goal today to encourage you with a perspective from God's Word. We titled today's message, A Dose of Stability, and that's what we want to be today. The scripture text is from Hebrews 13, verse 9.
It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace.
Friday evening, we joined some longtime friends for dinner at the Country Table restaurant in Mountjoy. We've known Jack and Millie Privard for many years, and at one time he pastored in a neighboring community, Punxsutawney, which is about 60 miles south of where I pastored at the time. They retired from active pastoral ministry in the mid-90s, but continue to serve the Lord in various ways, including chaplaincy and interim pastoral work. We were both looking forward to getting together, and one of the blessings of visiting with the Privards is evidence of rock-solid stability in their lives. Being with them a couple of hours brought a good dose of stability in a very unstable world.
God uses people like Jack and Millie, who are spiritually stable, to strengthen our hearts by grace. I sure hope you have people like this in your life, and consider them and the blessing they are to you. It's also something that Stephen and I desire to convey to those who walk alongside us in life,
including those of you listening to these daily encouragement podcasts. Well, each day, if we choose to do so, we can draw on some contemporary news and situations that are known to most of you listeners. Well, normally we don't do that, since you all can read plenty about this information in the paper or on the internet or hear about it on the news. Of course, today we continue to be concerned about the worldwide financial mess and what it really means to us. There's so much insecurity in plenty of areas that can cause distress and anxiety in our lives.
Consider the instability of this present world, yet we long for stability and security. But don't be deceived. The world is unable to offer any real guarantee for this stability. Wars and rumors of wars, terrorist actions and threats, and financial upheavals will always exist on this side of eternity. It's real, and it's a part of our fallen world that is a result of rebellion against God Almighty.
The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to encourage early believers who were tempted to return to their old way of life. The writer of the book is unidentified, but the Holy Spirit is most certainly identifiable, as he gives the initial recipients and all of us a good dose of inspiration and spiritual stability.
These believers were enduring both persecution and false teachings that sought to undermine their faith. In fact, the phrase immediately preceding the daily text says, "Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings." Well, there are all kinds of strange teachings in our day as well, so the biblical admonition is ever pertinent for us as well.
Today, let us ponder on this phrase. It's the daily text. It simply states, it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. Perhaps you'd like to personalize it even further by declaring, and I do so today, it is good for my heart to be strengthened by grace. The word strengthen conveys the sense of being established and stabilized.
God's grace is so amazing in a multitude of ways. We primarily and properly consider grace in regard to our salvation. We are saved by grace, thank God. But God's grace strengthens our hearts all through life's journey. Terror threats may distress us. We may grow weary. Discouragement may set in. Friends may forsake us. Financial security may crumble and false doctrines abound, but God's grace continues to strengthen the heart.
Well, let's listen to some powerful scripture text right now. The psalmist knew this. In Psalm 27, verse 14, we read, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord."
He also cried out in soulful honesty, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 73:26.
The Apostle Paul has a beautiful prayer for the Thessalonians, and it's always needed. It goes like this. We only quote 1 Thessalonians 3:13. May he strengthen your hearts so that you may be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Today, my friend, may your heart be strengthened by God's amazing grace.
Let's all pray together. Father, your exceeding grace is evident as far as the eye can see and reaches way beyond my limited imagination. But the greatest aspect of your grace is that you choose to reside within my heart. Your abundant grace brings me assurance when the world speaks of trouble. Your abiding grace brings me consolation when others would forsake me. Your sustaining grace is manifested more in the trials of life than in the mountaintop experiences. Thank you for supplying me with your sufficient grace in the height and depth of my existence. Your amazing grace is supernatural. It never ceases to be amazing, and it is good for my heart to be strengthened by your grace. Amen.
Amen. In the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Pardon the raspiness of my voice today. I mentioned last Friday that I had hurt my back, and it still hurts a little bit. It's related to my voice in the sense that it's hard for me to really cough well to clear my congestion. We are often asked if we have some kind of cough button. I'm not even sure what a cough button is. We do have an on and off switch. And we actually read practically our entire message a few minutes ago and realized the switch was off. Well, you're getting a rather homemade ministry. Two very ordinary souls just seeking to be agents through God who can bring strength to your heart today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is, again, the message that we have written and prepared for Monday, October 6th, 2008. We do have some beautiful photos on the web today and a little bit of our experience this weekend. We do have a photo, in fact, of Jack and Billy, that delightful couple we mentioned in the message. We also have a couple of songs we recommend today. One is a great song called Grace Alone that we sang often in our church in New England. And there's a link to that up as a video. And another one that I hope to find, it came to me in Brooksine's prayer, and it's this wonderful song that says, Your Grace Still Amazes Me. I'll try to find that before I finally put this up on the web. And if so, you'll have both of those songs available as a link if you care to listen to them. Well, may your heart be strengthened by grace today, and may you, like Jack and Millie, and hopefully like Brooks and I today, also be the kind of people that go about sharing a healthy dose of stability in this very unstable world.